This day 1541 the Rosh Hashanah during your day Simon Shin Yusif Yud to Tezayim. Yud. If you say Yeshla be Rambam, but Mash Kosav, I feel Kesher Gedil, Chuli Abi Shurat Zul Benza. Even if you have a, you tied a, feels like the strings coming out of the tzitzis. Even though there's a strip in the middle, a belt in the middle. Kolamalei Kesher, why need the knot? Like they can look shabby, king line. It's insane garments, king line, regardless if it's just next to each other or not. Just like the case of the wool on the one side and the linen on the other side. But it's clear the whole what he means. The kind of the rice are being sure dafka the time the rice need to have specifically time. Therefore, here he said here in the halacha gimel, chash kind the rice are where you climb the rice so each shira need to be tied together. That's why in Gin Gil he wrote, these are kilayim. In Kes Kosuv, I raise the Osir Mishim kilayim. Osir a counter kilayim. It's not kilayim the Raisa. Klamar Shah Osir Mirabar. Back as it says here, Ferish Amishna, Perak Tess, Bishna Tess. Kabilik Shah Serach Shah Temer Shah Bishna, you shouldn't tie a ribbon of wool to linen. Abi Shurutu Bemta, even though there's a belt in the middle, because of the Shurutu Bemta, this is where he wrote, Labik Ezor, Avnei, Echami Temer, Echami Bishna, to connect together a belt or of some sort from one with wool, one in linen, Bertuos, which are make them strip, Bertuos, or Beshem with strips of leather between the two of them, Zeshik Shavuchule, or to try, etc., cause the Kalami Rabban, this Kalami Rabban. Akoshanakamrosa, Akodem Kshira, it means if you, before you tie them together, Oshikisha below the Kosha below the Kush, they give us so you tie them together without two stitches. Bikshira loka kokaskan abi the Raisa. Because you wrote by actual tying together, it could be the Raisa. But I'm not in favor of Shabbat Sofar, the Gam Bikshira, Havi Rakta Bar. Even we said in his Perush, Shabbat Sofar, Perusho. Havi Sofar, they hold the Gam Bikshira, Havi Rakta Bar. The Matai Tain Rabar. Kibur Chazaman holds it's the Raisa. The Gom comes up, Shi, the Lob Lokshir, Havi Rakta Bar. But it's clear without tying, it's not the Raisa being two sides of the beggar. Duke. You have a carbon sale cooking up all rabbits argue so the Kshayna Tzem Pishnim smoke themselves, eh? When the wool and linen are not adjacent to each other in the garment, most of the garments completely permissible. Fakto said, Beg a Kuli Barg about Chucho Tzem Mitzav, it's eh? That which just says, if you wove a garment, you put a thread of wool on this side. Kuli Marek Shi Smicha Chucho Tzem Mitzav Pishnim. Tell you where you juxtapose the string or the thread of wool to the thread of linen. Which goes to Rabbi Ramallah, else substitute rates like this, like Ramallah wrote about. Which says shouldn't tie a ribbon of wool to linen. By tying together, where they come together. Like two, right? We have belt one the one side which is wool, by the other is linen. Also, a cob, but you're not allowed to tie in it. Alpha bishar rotsua shalar ba'im to, even though there is a strip of leather in the middle. Because you tie the two ends together. When you tie in this belt, then evidently that brings the linen and the wool together. But in the middle of the belt, there is wool on this side, and linen on the other side. There's no way they can come together. It's mutter, it's principle. Rash writes the same thing. So Mishnah Av, so Mishnah Tes. I show Chikos have a rush, but neither a perk test, because Chil begot him, Simon Tes Vav. You base it on Russia, you go to Russia. It's like short central term, you shouldn't tie a ribbon of wool, etc. Perish, meaning, should make a belt which has linen on one side, shall turn mitzar echer, and wool on the other side, to bemta with a belt middle. Even though the linen is not connected to the wool, pishak shu chorges must not, because when you gird your loins, kosher shnei roshah, you tie together two ends, shall turn mitzar pishim, of wool and linen, biachat together. Because the belt itself is not going to be a connector. And based on the minhag of the world, that the custom of the world that they connect the leather, which is sewn with linen, tachas beged beged tzemer underneath a woolen garment. Abi shatfir mechaberes or a beged ve yachtav, even though the stitching, the sewing, unites the leather and the fabric together. Miyosim shayit fei, that's better. Deikah shtei abseikos. There are two interruptions. Bam pishim at tzemer between the linen and the wool. Chudat pishim b'chabula, or the linen thread is connected to the belt of all the beged and also to the garment. I de chushal tfira. I guess presumably that's cotton or something. The tosefta also b'chaluk shel tzemer. The tosefta which answers a garment, a tunic. That's really, I think, a toga. An amen, some sort of a cloak, which is made out of tzemer gemalim of rabbit wool, farbachuchel tzemer, and in which he wove one string of linen, shabishan one string of linen. Marek shechuchel tzemer shel tzemer bishlo tzemer, where the threads of wool and of linen zayit tzelzer are next to each other. Ram bchuliyah kalsham. Chaykas of Rashi b'chuba sayin shom. Fimash biyano gam a ramam el oros a tefrim bishlo tzemer a beger tzemer. Also in ramam, these leather garments, which are sewn to linen underneath wool, but not directly connected. Since the wool and linen are not together, as we explained. But ramam comes from first. Ramam says, "Wizi beinishi sachtu yachtav." They have to become united together. Mishkos and Fimash Kosa Rosh, according to what the Rosh Ron wrote, the Bekan Kilo Tvei, here it's more lenient. Fishay Shnei Epsekos, because there are two interruptions. Epsharon the Gamma Ramam, wait a Bekan Ramam, could we concede also by two interruptions as well? Begamma the Chutim Vadai Enam Shizurim. Also, the strings are certainly not braided or interwoven. They can't get the rights of classes, no, the rights at all. We assume that the threads are not braided. Going to make a new stitch, I guess, with flax, with linen or with wool, in the middle of the stitching of the hide. So I guess it's maybe stitched with hide, it's with leather strips itself. Bottom line is, you're going to Rambam, so climb the Rabbanim. Since many people seem to argue them, they're not concerned that I have that belt, one side linen, the other side wool, as long as it's not being tied together. You get more. We're Rabbeinu, Rabbeis Yosef, if you have a one belt of wool, please, the Mutter, the Chaber, or the Tvores, but the Pishton, Taras, beat the Etzemer, you can connect leather hides, which are sewn with linen thread underneath wool and clothes. Put the wool and linen in a cashmere, a sack, or kupa, or in a basket. I guess you make a basket out of these fibers. And you wrap it together. How to climb the ice? It's climbing the ice. Kind of showed up. Then of course I said, "I'm all right." So my milk is already showing. Milk is like the first tomorrow. It's really lenient, I guess. But to have the Rambani to the head, the Rambani allows explicitly. The matter of being says the stone base says right beside Kukuba Krochan, where the in the sack or the good box which you where you wrap them, be around the leg. Shu the rice, the Ram says explicitly the rice. She's achtu zeb because they can unify each other. Chaim should so too when they're tying. Even the same garment. Ramam never thought that that is the raisa. Yud Dalet. Rabbeinu Beis Yosef. Rabbeinu Beis Yosef, the place that Ramam Beis Yosef writes, in kosher deal, so tell me if you tied a, whatever the strings are called, chain? That's not the right term. Shul Tzemer of Wolf of the time, he links, he explains the reason. Because you tie the two ends together. Shul Chayka when you belt them. Chayka Sevin, so do the right, so it's a beggar, me Tzemer of Gmalin, if you made a garment out of camel wool, Varg Bachut Shul Tzemer, and you woven it a linen thread mitzvah zeh b'chulei. Harei zosim shibkamai tzosim kam l'shon baruhu. B'kavanas haros klin l'rosh tochi kamar. As they say, the Rambam also got him kshir, got him lokshir. Rambam asks whether you tie it or not. V'hank vosh kusam, the reason was he said, so the right, so with tying it's the right. So the Rambam, without tying. But three of these were made, two brought these words, chasam v'hank 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 v'lo yeshiv al v'rav. He doesn't reject these words. V'chok l'achim v'davar, and he was inclined to be machmir lachin. The kachay of machmir alatzmo there with machmir itself. Loi tefer ogol satfuras repishin tas beggars etzemer. He also would not hide which were themselves sewn with linen tachas beggars etzemer underneath a garment of wool. I guess it's a kind of padding. Avloi amor lachmir lachin, but wouldn't tell others have to be machmir. Rabbani too lehadi rabbani loud explicitly. V'chein nogim simnei kala shoro. Well, from the Beis Yosef. For any of the two, across the Divine Rama, lo tola tam, b'nei shekosh shnei rosh yek echad ayin sham, that's two rights of Rama, does not say that's to do with tying the two heads together. Of the baruch shezeu, the tos atfus. This gives a mistake. Kadu shezeu, right to him, lo yubayim, the harbi to his atfus. The tour had many printers of us. But talking about that Torah attack, which goes to a rush. You have to say the reason is like the rush, right? So Ramam, Havem is Torah time, because the Ramam indeed links us to Tony. Maybe it's just the kind of gears of the Torah. Beis Yosef has a long attempt to resolve the gears of the Torah, allows the sheepish rush and make the rush destroyer. Because the Ramam, because of the Afghan Trump, right? So the Ramam, right? They tie together. It's not specific. With Vorim, Twinlan is like the I think, says Oshun, this is astonishing. Rabbi says, "But come and get a new shulchan to the rabbi." He says, "The chazkos and they banned it even without tying together." Who nega mina klai yisroel? Let's get to mina klai yisroel. Start to have it. He fuchem izem mamish chobeis on the kiim. And I think the opposite is true. All Jews are clean of this issue. The vast because of Hashem's even yav od hetem into mitzadeshen. Shach writes additional leniency into mitzadeshen. Vishachutim shows some tefuchim because the strings with the threads with which the leathers are sewn lo chashive. Then significant, then nullified by the leather. So there, in order to connect the leather, there's no issue of kilayim. Interesting, chiddush. Tesvav kasvav tour. The tour writes, chiber tzarma pishne mishtake tifos. If you stitch together with two stitches, linen and wool and linen, that's considered to be connection. Such as you push the needle through one time. You don't yet push the entire thread through. And they push it a second time. So both ends of the thread are on the same side of the garment. And then you tie the two heads together. Because otherwise it would not last. I'm in a kosher and rosh machuti. If you don't tie together the two ends of the strings, oh sheinu ma'avir amachas, or the threads, sheinu ma'avir amachas by machas, or you only pass needles through once. Happily, kosher shnei rosh machutim. As far as making, even though tie together the two ends of the threads out over the top, over the brim of the garment, and a chumitz chibut's not a connection. But Rama kosher afiyut chifa achas kosher shnei rosh machutim. Rama writes even one stitch and you tie together the two ends of the string. Oh, shtei tifos or two stitches. Habi she'enim shum yachad. Even though they're not tied together, habi chibur. It's connection. For then you have your rosh l'kosav k'sori shana, which is more lenient. V'avah ka'at kan l'shana. And quote from the Torah. V'avah ka'at v'yayin chiyuv Shabbos. Even though the term is Shabbos, v'asak ram ba'atzor perkim Shabbos. Ki da'as ha'tzor ayin shana pasal like the Torah. Same shum Shabbos, even melechas mach Shabbos. But the Shabbos need conscious work, or thoughtful work. Below shtei tifos. Without two stitches, ukshira and tine, lochashi and loch is not considered to be true amulcha. Mashem and lochkilam is what's going to see yachtob. Yachtob, anyway, they get together. Rakti vahachas, lochshira ain't a shame chibachas. Just like one stitch. Without any tine, everybody agrees that's not a connection. The brackets look at the thousands, look at Mirbaba. The shah and shnek shame vahachas, if you have two knots and one stitch, I have a chibur on the tour. It's a chibur also going to the tour. That's going to the Mugin Avalon. Tez Zayin, Begit Sen Meshanika, if you have a woolen garment ripped. Mudu Chabur also Bechudei Pishtan. You can connect it back the other again with linen threads. Ba'ashkoi Chut Svil Sovish Dei Rosh Yechroim means that you wrap the string around the two ends of the rip. Rosh Yechroim Boltim Bechutz and the two ends of the rip, they stick out outside that wrap. because the kriya outside where they're tied together. Kosher shnei rosh yechutz, and you can tie together the two ends of the string. Ba'avak the shir chibur, even though normally tying seems to be a connection. Kachal neves came diochel otzi shnei rosh yechutz below teres hakesher, since you can remove the two heads, the two ripped ends, without undoing the knot. I guess we're pulling them out. Sharei and bolting, since they are protrude, kosh kasavnu. Lo ro havi chibur atzemer lechutz pishtan. There's no connection between the linen and the wool. Came in a boltim, therefore the natsia shogavi rosh shayim, and you are tying on top of the ends of the rip. That's also tofu lakir b'chupisha b'chani also, and to actually stitch the rip closed in the woolen garment with linen thread. That's for sure. It's also she nasa tzem pisha gelchon, because then that unites the wool and the linen. Chani must in the kovim b'beger ad semer atzmu chan b'chut, and so to even make holes in the woolen clothing, and then you connect them with a string. They kosher by eight, by it, not usher, it's usher. So the back to this is the cause, much because Michelle, because he writes previously, he didn't understand.